Okay, so this is May 4th, 2015, part 2. Okay, so now let us look in the book. We just go through the grammar sections. Whatever needs explanation. So I'm on page 124, the grammar of lesson 9. Okay, so these declensions of the types of nouns, you just have to get familiar with. This doesn't require any explanation. Similarly, with the aorist, this particular class of aorist, again, you just have to get familiar with it and be able to recognize it when you come across it. It's through reading many passages that you come to recognize the aorist forms when you encounter them. And one giveaway, often a giveaway for the aorist, is that the verb has what they call the A augment in front of it. Like here, for the verb sunati, meaning to hear. In the aorist, you could see we have the A augment. And similarly for the verb karoti, which means to do. When we have the aorist, again, you could see the A augment. So you get akasing, akasi. But some verbs don't take the augment. So deseti doesn't take it. I don't know why some take it, some don't. I don't know the reason. Okay, then there's another aorist or past of the verb gacchati, to go. The aorist or past of patisunati, it's not immediately obvious, but it's pacha, usually it comes in the plural, pacha sosung. When the Buddha addresses the monks, he'll go bhikkave, or bhikkhavo, and then the monks go padante ti te bhikkhu bhagavato paccha sosum. So the Buddha says, O monks, and then the monks say, or the text says, bante, those monks replied to the Blessed One, te bhikkhu bhagavato paccha sosum. Okay, then we have the future tense. We could tell the future. At least many futures have, they call it the future participle? No. What do you call that little section? Not suffix, not prefix.
Infix.
Infix.
Plug-in.
A plug-in, yeah. ISS. Islamic. ISS. Okay, but sometimes the future is a little bit unexpected, like gacchati has the future. The usual future is gamisati, not gachisati. Actually, I don't think I've ever seen gachisati. So gamisati would be the future. And sunati, which means to hear, has the future sosati. Okay, then there are passive verbs passive verbs, they formed. By using IYA, sometimes YA, as the infix. So some of the examples I give here, deity is to give, and then the passive is deity is given. Pujeti, one worships, then the passive pujiyati is worshipped. Karoti, one does. The passive, kariyati, is done. And sometimes the passive ending, or the passive infix, ya, is added to a root that ends in a consonant. So we have, for example, han. So then it would form Han means to injure or to kill. So this would form the passive hanyati, but the ny is replaced by two n's. With the wiggle on top. So it becomes hanyati. Or another example that's given here, bindati means one breaks. And so this adds, I think the root is bead, so it adds the infix ya to the consonant d, so you get bidyati, and then the d sound doesn't stand in Pali, so this turns into bidyati, is broken. Or another example they give, pachati means one cooks. And the root of this is pach. So if you want to say is cooked, then we add ya to the c. And what happens in this case is that the Y gets assimilated to the C, so it becomes pachati, is cooked. And then the textbook here gives a good warning or a good message. It says, the last sentence here says, in any case, in Pali, these pairings must be learned as they occur. You know, there isn't a fixed, absolute rule. Since the relationship may be more or less transparent due to the changes that have taken place. It's on. Okay, then present. Any questions on this, on the passive? Okay, then passive forms could form passive verb forms. Can form a present participle. And what happens in this case is that to form the present participle, the the suffix, the present participle suffix, mana, is added to the form to which ya or iya has been attached. So, for example, let's take bijati, something is being broken. Bija. Bijamana is being broken or is breaking up. Bijamana. Okay, pujiyati. We had pujiyati. So if you want to say he is being honored, pujiya, pujiyamano, being done, something is being done. How would one say that? Take a guess.
Kayamano.
Say it again.
Karotimano.
No.
Kaya.
Let's see how they put. Let's see what they gave us. Okay, the passive form is kariyati. Right, kariyamano. Yeah. So something is being done. Or if it's a...
Then change switch to Kaira.
What is that?
Kariya becomes Kaira.
Actually, Kaira Mano. I'm sorry, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is actually this is a bit irregular because these two letters undergo a change of position. Kairamano. Somebody is being killed. I mean, grammatically, not in fact. Or being injured or killed. What is that? No, you have to drop the T. Hanyati, that is the regular verb. Right. So we take hanya, that already is passive, and then we just put the mano suffix to it. The Dhamma is being taught. Being taught. Okay, what is the passive form for being first is taught?
Desita. Dasya. No, that's
Not yet the participle. Just take the regular verb. They see it. Or will it be they see? I think it's they see it. Okay, so now being taught, the Dhamma is being taught. Right. They see mano. Okay, then this verb yati, again, you just have to read this and know it. Okay, so this is lesson 9. Any questions? Lesson 10. I think we'll do this next time. Otherwise, I try to squeeze too much in 10 minutes. It doesn't work.
So, Bhante, the lesson 9 exam will be the entire lesson 9?
Well, there'll be the exam on lesson 9 and 10.
Next week?
No, because I have to do now two, I have to finish the review.
Okay.
So, the review of lesson 10. And then genitive and locative absolutes, we'll do more time on that.
Okay.
So then the exam will have to be, let's see, next week is the 11th, but then the week after that there's the meditation retreat.
And then after that is the Memorial Day weekend, and I think there's something going on that weekend here also. There's a meeting or something in that weekend, no?
There is the general meeting, BAU's membership meeting, but that's on a Sunday.
And then Left Forum, one day.
What is that?
The Left Forum, one day of that. So it's up to you. So maybe the.
No, but I won't. But Monday I'll be here.
Oh, okay.
Monday.
Wait, do people go away on that Memorial Day?
Yeah,
I won't be able to come on the 25th.
How about on the Tuesday?
It should be okay.
So shall we make it that Tuesday then?
That's the 26th.
Not on the Memorial Day, but the day after.
Sure.
Well, I mean, if he's away, when I don't know if he has time to study, that's on him, but maybe do it the following week.
Well, don't schedule it just around me.
No, but this is the exam, so we need everybody here. Yeah, so we could do it on the Tuesday after Memorial Day. Let us see. Today is the 4th, right? Next week is the 11th, 18th. Excuse me?
18th in the midst of the meditation retreat.
No, there's no class that day.
Not that I want.
25 is okay.
I think 25.
At 25th is okay. Yeah, so we finish the.
When does the retreat end? That's
wait,
a whole week.
What is the Memorial Day?
Memorial Day is 25th.
Oh, Memorial Day is 25th. No, then the 26th.
The day after.
Yeah.
Okay.
When does the retreat end? The
24th.
Oh, okay.
The 26th
will be the review.
Am I hearing correctly that we will not have class on the 18th?
Yeah, yeah. Because there's a meditation retreat taking place here.
Okay.
Okay. No class the
18th. Okay, no class, but review next week. No class on the 18th, and then our next class where we'll have the test will be on the 25th on Tuesday.
On the Tuesday.
The 26th on Tuesday.
It'll be on the Tuesday. Is it the 26th?
Yeah, the 26th.
And that will be the review exam. And I'll try. What is that?
I'm sorry, I'm going to go to Thailand on the 26th, come back on the 5th. I'm going to miss two exams.
But you could do it written.
I'll have to do it written too. I won't be here on the 26th.
Yeah, you could do. I could assign you a written portion, then you just do it by writing.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so let us end with the sharing of the merits. Let me just save this first.